This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Listed in Google as Malaysia's best online financial literacy platform, YouLearnMoney is a comprehensive and online financial platform owned by the Money Compass Media Group. And the platform aims to elevate the financial literacy of all Malaysian users through its large selection of education, counseling, and advisory tools. I'm here with founder and CEO, Amy Siok. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Frida.
So tell me, when did you start YouLearnMoney? Why did you start it?
Now I look back about 3 years ago, 2018. So that will be the time that I'm actually looking forward for a very innovative e-learning platform. And when I look around, I couldn't find any satisfactory platform, which I was thinking of devoted into financial literacy education. So I was in the media line for almost 17 years under this Money Compass Media Group. And yes, the magazine has been subsided. I mean, the nature of the media business. Yeah. So we are looking into transform into education platform. So meanwhile, looking at the concept of e-learning, and also we try to develop a concept which is able to be more approachable to the public and also reach out to more audiences.
Right. So you were talking about the physical magazine and then making the transition to online, right? Was it easy making the transition, whether, you know, it, I guess mentally, having come from print?
Yeah. So actually, for Money Compass Media alone, we actually have transformed to three medium of languages. So, but that approach will be more informative and news delivery. So, but when we thought of want to develop a kind of a platform which can educate and penetrate to the young people as well as the general public, it has to be in the nature of e-learning. So 2018 is the time that actually before pandemic and before the year COVID-19, we already thought of something that it will be taken off and able to penetrate and also spread to the whole nation, even it could be in Asian, ASEAN region soon as well. So from 2018 until today, about 2-3 years has passed, we are able to develop more than 100 courses online at this YouLearnMoney platform. So the journey when we got started, of course, developing the concept, looking for the core team, talents, there will be a time that full of exciting and challenges memory. But now, 2019, we are steadily developing the contents. The first very successful development of this contents called Money to Youth. Now we have another medium of language, which is Do It to Belia. Similar contents, and also another Mandarin contents, which is also translated to from the Money to Youth.
Right. Okay. So you've got it in different languages right now. You have signed partnership with 36 partners, so 36 universities.
Let me see. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So what are you? What do you go through with them?
Okay. It's basically it's a MOU, and also letter of interest to participate into this program called Money to Youth. So this program actually consists of 66 bite-sized 3-minute video with certificate, digital certificate, as well as 100 quiz. So because after their learning, they need to answer to certain simple quiz in order to enhance and also to test their understanding. So this program, we introduced to 36 universities. And we approached them, in fact, before the COVID-19, we visited all the universities. In fact, we visited around 100 over universities in KL region, even in Sabah, Sarawak, as well as the Northern region, even USM. So the private and also government university as well, the public universities, yes. So when we visited them, we actually trying to let the university student to adopt this program. And many of the university's representatives that we met, they are actually vice chancellor. Some of them are vice chancellor. Some of them are the professor and the head of the student affairs department.
Right, right. Now, is this part of the national financial literacy strategy mooted by Bank Negara Malaysia and SC Malaysia?
Yeah, exactly. So we understand that in the initiative of Bank Negara, there is this, we call it the Financial Literacy and Financial Education Network. So we are actually the close collaborator with FEN. So we support their initiative. And we believe through ULearn Money, we can come together supporting the financial institutions as well as the education institutions to let the financial literacy knowledge to be more widely spread.
Now, you know, when you look at what's happening, right, what are Malaysians not so good at when it comes to financial literacy from your experience?
Okay. When we talk about financial literacy, a lot of people mix it with the meaning of financial inclusion. So financial inclusion is like you can have a bank account, you have e-wallet, you have all this, the capability of acquire all the financial tools. But financial literacy is actually of the mindset. So the fundamental is this person have to understand the value and the money and how they apply it in their lives and how they make a decision that they can manage it well in times of challenges or in times of good time, how they apply it in a wise manner.
Right.
So financial literacy basically is the management of money wisely.
Right. And I guess that's why you work with universities, right? Before they start working, they better understand how to deal with their money wisely.
Yeah, correctly. Exactly. According to the many statistics review by AKBK, even we ourselves have done the survey, almost 90% youth today, they actually confronted financial stress. Yeah, because their income is comparatively low, the income growth, with those days. And also the country GDP is also very slow in the growth rate. So we can see that it's very important for this young generation because they are the leaders of tomorrow. So these people, yes, our young people must actually master the money knowledge well, and then they can also differentiate what is money and what is value. And because money itself, what we believe that, it also contains certain parts of responsibility. It's not like just the luxury or the comfortable, you know, elements, but it also consists of like the family, the society, and a lot of value that actually combines together.
Right. Okay. So pandemic, last year and this year, right? What do you see people asking more for, or you know, what seems to be the I guess the mood?
Definitely, because of this COVID-19 pandemic, it actually make a lot of people realize that they regret because they do not really understand the importance of financial literacy while they are during the good time, and they should have more emergency saving fund in order to confront challenges or the rainy days. So for those of them who have practiced financial literacy and also they can have savings to overcome the kind of challenges, but for those of them who are short of saving, they have to depend on borrowing or the government aids. And also, they're just lost, you know, in a sense that they have to depend on food bank, you know. These are the community that are really in need of financial literacy.
Right. And I think like when you see people needing food, you know, needing things like that, right, this has brought about the importance, hopefully, you know, how you need, you know, you need to be smart about your money, right? The good thing is also you've raised over 500,000 through ECF, equity crowdfunding. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with Amy Siop from You Learn Money. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Brave Finance Managers, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Ria Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with the CEO and founder of You Learn Money, Amy Siop. And of course, you know, what was very interesting is you caught my eye because you recently raised over 500,000 with Ada Plus and was oversubscribed by 179%. So congratulations. So your initial target, because I didn't bring my calculator, what was the initial target? And, you know, were you surprised with the results?
Yeah, I'm happy at the result. This result is actually over by 179%. So in this time of pandemic, and since the pandemic started 2019, and then we actually end our crowdfunding journey somewhere around the month of May. So yeah, in order to reach out to more our prospective investors, we have to use online medium. So we got many Zoom session in order to approach them. But of course, many of them are more considerate, and then they also are more conservative during this time.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, but still, it's pretty. So your initial target was 300,000.
Yeah, just because we just want to start this action in order to enhance on the branding of You Learn Money, because we want to reach out to more public through this funding exercise.
Why did you decide to go with the ECF route, the equity crowdfunding route? Very interesting. So it's marketing.
Yes. For us, one of the emphasis that we use ECF, of course, to also to gain the confidence of our investors and also our shareholders. And all these stakeholders, like our team members, they are also part of our stakeholders. So when we develop the brand and the platform, we want to make this brand also be known to the many people that actually support us, and also to the people that do not know our brand yet. So especially the financial industry. And we also would like to have the attention of the capital market of this very important platform, which we believe You Learn Money, with the name itself, people easily understood that we are having the kind of a strong vision to make learning money as a, you can put it this way, a human rights of everyone. So that's You Learn Money. The you meaning is actually you and me. Yes.
Yeah. So do you feel that equity crowdfunding, you know, is a way to go for companies, you know what I mean, as a way to raise funds? I mean, I guess this is great, right? You're talking about money. It's another way to raise
Definitely funds. Definitely it is. Yeah. Because as I look at equity crowdfunding as a regulated way of actually put your equity into the public and start raising public awareness, even is at a startup journey, because actually we registered the company officially in 2019, somewhere around June, if not, yes, somewhere around June. So, but we started off, of course, much earlier in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just very new, 1-2 years, but we have actually put in a lot of effort, and we have done a lot. Yeah. We visited the universities and also a lot of communities to give free talks.
Okay, so there's a lot of groundwork that's been done. Now, what are you going to do with the money raised?
Yes. Okay. With this money, very important that earlier in our presentation to our investors, we are emphasizing on developing the contents and strengthen our IT development, and also putting in more feature. And we would like to also using this as a marketing, some of it as a marketing fund for us to organize more digital campaign and reaching out to more community and also the targeted audience.
Right. And of course, you see that different segments of Malaysians look at money differently, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And you know, I'm sure this is something I've been talking about for years. We've been talking about for years, right? Should financial literacy be taught in schools, right? You know, and you know, it's, I guess we only taught savings at most, right, in schools. What more should be taught if you talk about ideally in the you know, if you start at school and everything, what should they be taught?
Yeah, actually, in our life, we can understand that this financial literacy has been ignored. Especially in Malaysia financial education institution. So, of course, we can still find some mathematics or teaching children on how to count money, those dollar notes and coins. But it doesn't mean that it shows the value. Some of these children, if they are in a family that always encounter the worries of money, or probably the parents divorced because of the financial issue. This has been a very common problem. And because of all this argument, and sometimes if they are under poverty and then family are always lacking, and they will really strive to look for money. But to strive for, in future, let's say they work very hard, they look for money. But is money the final destiny? So this in our course and our program, what we want to inculcate in our program is pursuing money and grow the money, but at the same time, understand the value of money. And they have to combine their dream when they pursue after money. And then some of the ethics also we input into the program. Some very technical one, of course, is focused on just the skill set. But most of our program, we would like to emphasize the importance of money and value together.
Right. Just if you think about it, right, if you look at the you know, some results that have come out, the people that are, less than 250,000 in their EPF, right,
yes,
at the time. Yes. So it's we, and then people when they're young, they cannot think that they don't think they're gonna be old.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's very sad. A lot of people are worrying about their retirement, especially after this 1 year of pandemic. A lot of people are start using their retirement funds from their EPF. So this is quite a sad story. So I mean, somehow we believe that our future lies on the hand of the young people. Even you learn money, we actually focus at the young generation and the young people, but eventually we will also develop more programs for the employees and also for the general public and even for those professionals as well.
So I'm now going to your website, right? So you've got your courses, and then you've got Money to Youth and You Learn Money financial courses. So these are the things that people can go on your site and take up and learn, right?
Exactly. So in this program, you can see that there are many choices of subjects and all about money and investment. And when you click on this, our courses, you can find three medium of languages. So this is really for the context of Malaysian, so they can actually have more choices. And the master coach that partnering with us, they are the renowned authors and also financial advisors. And majority of them are actually certified financial advisors and certified by our central bank as well as Security Commission.
Right. Okay. So very interesting as well. As you go there, you've got English, Bahasa, Chinese. What has been most visited?
Of course, our targeted market at the moment, we put a lot of focus in young people. So the program Money to Youth and Do It to Belia is our star products. And meanwhile, for the SME are very much concerned on their recovery and also to be resilient in this time of pandemic. So the SME were looking forward for some Chinese contents about their recovery, how are they able to get financial loans and through what sort of financial solutions. So we provide all this interesting program online. And recently we have done one with one of the very renowned Malaysian financial advisor, Nicholas Chu. We have done 5 days in Mandarin, 5 days in English live session. After the live session, we will do editing with the recording and we put it online again.
Right. And you find that the youth have been very receptive to this?
Yes, yes. Actually, a lot of youth, they are very much exposed to YouTube and all the social media contents. But somehow, some of them who are actually really study, you know, and then they found that those YouTube contents are maybe very scattered and not structured.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the big differentiation is Ulearn Money provide a very structured but yet very comprehensive contents for them.
Mm, all right. Thanks, sir. I'm really looking forward to this and really, hoping that the next generation, right, will be financially literate, as you mentioned. I've been speaking to founder and CEO of Ulearn Money, Amy Seok, and you've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.